June 2025 will be a big anniversary for Cambridge Bingo and Gaming Center when they celebrate 40 years in business. Owner Brian Gilmore says that the center is growing to serve their local charities better as they move closer to pre-COVID attendance numbers. The business has recently expanded their gaming rooms even more, offering 130 Vegas-style cabinet games, in addition to bingo. Proceeds from the games go directly to more than 90 charities that are local to primarily Cambridge, but also the Guelph and Kitchener-Waterloo areas. Organizations that benefit from these funds include Big Brothers Big Sisters of Waterloo Region, Cambridge Food Bank, Cambridge Shelter, Food for Kids Waterloo Region, local Rotary Clubs, local sports teams, and many more. The cabinet games are available to play from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week, and there are two bingo sessions per day every day, at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. While bingo might be more popular with older adults, the cabinet games have been increasingly attracting younger people and young couples looking for something fun to do, particularly in these long winter months. Some of the most popular games at Cambridge Bingo and Gaming Center include familiar names like Wheel of Fortune and Press Your Luck. Also new to the center are $3,000 guaranteed jackpot prizes on both Friday and Saturday nights. The pandemic meant having to cut down on guaranteed jackpots, but the business has seen a recent increase in guests, particularly those playing cabinet games. Brian and his team have now been able to add Saturday night jackpots back into the rotation. The Cambridge Gaming Association manages the charitable side of Cambridge Bingo and Gaming Center. This nonprofit organization is made up of the charities who receive funds from the games. The members participate in two-hour stints of bingo fundraising assignments to receive funds for their organizations. Receiving these quick, unrestricted funds is enormously helpful for charities, who know better than anyone what their organization needs to succeed. "The biggest thing for me is that the charities get to use the money as they see fit," says Brian. "And they get to use that money within the month. It's not a bad way to spend a winter evening, playing games with loved ones to benefit local charities. It's also not a bad way to make a living and build a life. My whole life has been spent here. I opened this facility when I was 23 and I'm now 63. It's been a career, that's for sure," says Brian. "I like seeing the benefits that go into the community. I think it's wonderful." For more information, visit here.